Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 82 for Wednesday, September 30th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended mixed after a volatile session that was influenced by the release of the USDA's quarterly stocks report this morning. The USDA pegged U.S. soybean stocks at 191 million bushels, which is a four-year high. That number is still lower, however, than what many analysts had predicted heading into this morning's report. The near-term November and January canola contracts ended slightly higher on the day, drawing strength from gains in soybeans and the fact the report wasn't as bad as analysts had feared. Some of the more deferred contracts, however, fell slightly lower in sympathy with soy oil, which suffered significant losses. Canola was anywhere from 20 cents higher to $3 lower. The November contract was 10 cents higher at $477 per ton. The USDA also lowered its estimate of the 2014 soybean harvest and the average yield. Losses in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures put pressure on prices. The Canadian dollar was also higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Farmers selling pressured prices along with the advancing Canadian harvest. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, while 10 barley contracts changed hands. In the U.S., soybeans were 4 to 5 cents higher with the November contract at $8.84 per bushel. After this morning's USDA report, there was some concern supplies could outstrip demand. Soybean reserves in the U.S. totaled 191 million bushels, which is more than double the 90 million last year at the same time. So while the USDA's projection for this year's supplies weren't quite as large as some analysts had feared, they still pose a challenge to the market. Corn was 3 to 4 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $3.84 per bushel. Prices fell after the USDA predicted U.S. inventories of corn would reach 1.73 billion bushels, which is much larger than a year ago. That number was also in line with what analysts expected to hear. Favorable weather in the U.S. corn belt was also bearish, and there is every reason to expect that farmers will harvest the third largest corn crop in the U.S. ever. Wheat was 5 to 6 cents higher. The most frequently traded November contract came in at $5.10 a bushel. Prices shot higher after the USDA's estimates came in below what analysts were expecting to hear. The analysts thought the forecast would be for 2.16 billion bushels of wheat, but instead the USDA only predicted that 2.05 billion bushels would be on hand, which was a lot less than what the trade had guessed entering into this morning's report. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 30th in Winnipeg for Farm Market News. I'm Dave Sims.